Rescuers are searching for survivors after yesterday's incredibly powerful explosion in Beirut. It shook the city like an earthquake. And joining us now with the latest is NPR international correspondent Ruth Sherlock. She's been following this story from the UK. And Ruth, what is the latest?
Hi. Well, the health ministry in Lebanon is saying that the death toll has risen from to 135 people and around 5,000 people wounded, and many more are missing. You know, the Lebanese government has declared a 2-week state of emergency, which effectively gives them full military powers, so soldiers on the streets. And I want to tell you a little bit about the scale of the destruction there. You know, the governor of Beirut appeared on television in tears and has been quoted in local media as saying that 250,000 people are homeless and half the Lebanese capital is destroyed, according to him. Aerial footage shows the port completely devastated and surrounding neighborhoods flattened. Bodies are being dug from the rubble, and people have set up an Instagram account where people can post pictures of loved ones that are still missing in an effort to try to find them. And I just wanted to share with you some of the personal stories from people I've been speaking to there. A friend of mine had a baby in one of the hospitals yesterday. They just moved into the recovery room when the windows shattered and the ceiling panels caved in. Thankfully, she was holding the baby in her arms and managed to get out and keep the child safe. But this is just one story among, you know, hundreds of thousands of others.
Yeah. I want to ask you, just so we can get a clarity on, what do we know about what happened there?
So government officials are saying that an ammonium a large storage of containing ammonium nitrate, the chemical ammonium nitrate at the port, blew up. We don't quite know the reason why it blew up. They said that there was an accident. Someone suggested that somebody was welding beside the storage tank, but that's unconfirmed at the moment. But officials are saying that this ammonium nitrate store, 2,750 tons, exploded, causing the damage. It's believed that this ammonium had been there for 6 years. Officials say they knew that it was there and that it was improperly stored. It appears that it may have been confiscated from a ship in 2014 and stored there. But of course, you know, this is going to create huge frustration and anger amongst a population that has already been protesting against the ineffectuality of its government.
Yeah, I want to ask you more about that. We know there is a serious economic crisis in Lebanon right now. People have been protesting, as you said. Give us a little bit more context for this.
This really could not happen at a worse time for Lebanon. You know, Lebanese are wondering, what did we do to deserve this? The last year, the country was ravaged by forest fires. Then there were massive protests against chronic government corruption and ineptitude, frankly. And then there was a massive financial meltdown. So already the country is currently in the throes of a huge economic crisis. And then you had the coronavirus pandemic. Just before this attack, the government had asked residents to stay indoors and ordered another shutdown of the country because it was struggling to cope with a second wave of the virus. And so, you know, some of the hospitals were damaged in this blast. And of course, you know, many thousands of people have been wounded, and many of the hospitals are already full of coronavirus patients. The country was already seeking an IMF loan that ran into the billions of dollars. Many international countries have offered immediate aid, you know, medical centers, field hospitals and such. But it's going to take a lot more to rebuild the country.
Ruth Sherlock, NPR's international correspondent, thank you for this update.